Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You fired up about the Astros? You happy? You feeling great about the Astros?
Look, I'm excited about opening day, but I'm not going to lie to you. Dusty is throwing a wet blanket on my excitement, if I'm okay, being completely man. Honest. Yeah, I mean, I'm just being honest with you, Dusty. I don't get the starting lineup, but yeah, it's opening day and I'm excited about it. And I mean, look, we're here at Twin Peaks. There's obviously going to be a party here. There always is. I'm sure over there in Edo, right outside of Minute Maid Park, there's going to be a big time party going. Yeah. I stopped through there on my way in. There's already a lot of foot traffic down there, and yeah, man, it's good to be in the business on opening day once again.
All right, let's just get it out the way. This is the lineup. The lineup is out already. Framber Valdez is getting the ball against Dylan Cease, two of the best pitchers in the American League last year. But the lineup facing Dylan Cease. Jeremy Pena leading off. There's somebody on the text line that owes me an enormous apology. Not just telling me that I'm wrong, but I'm an idiot to think that Pena would lead off. And look at God. Jeremy Pena leading off. Bregman in the two spot. Yordan Alvarez playing in left field. He is batting third. The new addition, Jose Abreu, is batting cleanup at first. Tucker, fifth. Yainer Diaz is DH'ing today. That's interesting. And then Jake Myers is getting the start in center field. Maldonado and then Dubon playing second base. I'm just going to say it like this. Like you said, I'm excited as well. But I'm telling you right now, if I were Chaz McCormick, Clint, it would be some furniture moving around here. All right, I've taken the high road the last time for me. All right, I'm not going to do nothing crazy and stupid. But, like, I'm going to make it be known. That kid should be starting today. All right, now some people may – you're kicking up, what were you complaining? No, if I'm Chaz McCormick, that kid should be starting today. There is nothing that Jake Myers has done that says he should be in this lineup over him at all. Spring – not to mention what he did in the most important time in games last year. If I'm Chaz McCormick, like this is I am beyond pissed about this situation.
Well, look, I don't advise Chaz McCormick voice his displeasure. I don't advise that he throw any furniture, but I damn sure want to
throw some bubble gum.
When you look at this lineup and you look at the options in center field. There's no doubt about it that Chaz McCormick should be the starting center fielder on opening day. He should be the starting center fielder until they bring in somebody that's better or extenuating circumstances say otherwise.
Have you seen him here today?
An injury or if he starts struggling or they upgrade the position via trade. I mean, that ultimately, he's earned that right. I'm not one to tell you that he hung the moon. I'm not one to tell you that you can't upgrade from Chaz McCormick. But based off of what we've seen.
And what's on the roster.
Dusty continuing to have this really a two or three guy rotation in center field and pulling pop fly guys out of left field when certain pitchers are pitching. It's silly, man.
I'm from a different generation.
It's silly. Look at where the Astros are at right now. Brantley's obviously out. And Altuve's out for at least till early June. The number one goal for the Astros, while those two guys are out, should be to find out who Hensley is and to find out who Yainer Diaz is. Right? How do they fit in? What do they look like at the major league level over a month span or a 2 month span? How can they handle playing first, second, third, and short for Hensley? not find out more about Jake Meyers and Dubon. Like, it just doesn't even – it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all to me. There's nothing that – and I like Jake Meyers, but there's nothing that Jake Meyers does that tells me, yep, that's the guy we got to invest in right now in center field.
Tyler and I have messed around with you about this Jake Meyers situation. We have. I don't know about you, Tyler. I'm still in a state of shock that Chaz McCormick's not getting the start.
I can't believe it, dude. I'm with y'all. I mean, it blows my mind. I'm not into the texters acting like we're freaking out. No one's saying it's the end of the world, but it makes no sense. It's not logical.
I'm freaking out. No, I'm freaking out. I'm beside myself about it. I think it's plumb ass silly. I really do. I do. By the way, that is awfully nasally right there. What last night happened?
Boy.
That's the first time I heard Tyler's voice. What did you do? Did you get off in them streets last night? You got a little inebriated last night. I can hear it in your
That
in
is
your
a fact. Yeah, that is a fact, sir. I didn't get out in the city. Just at the crib. But we had a couple friends of ours. They were in just for the night, but they live in New York City now, so we don't get to see them often. So we got to make the most of it, and we did. We did.
It's old nasally tea today. I hear that,
Tyler.
But yeah, I'm beside myself, T. I am. I know it, man. Very rarely are decisions made.
I'm shocked.
Very rarely are decisions made with my Hogs, with the Texans, with the Astros. I mean, very rarely are decisions made that "quote unquote" ruffle my feathers. This one bothers me.
Oh my what God! Is it? This doesn't make sense.
For me, I'm just like this is silly. I feel really bad for Chaz. That's where I am. But this is like, why is it bothering you so much? Because this has really gotten to.
Well, I mean, ultimately, because it's no brainer, zero doubt about it. When a guy earns something, when a guy plays big in the biggest moments, when another guy can't stay healthy and Chaz jumps in there and plays well, when Dusty Baker wants to, for some reason, keep rotating him through, disrespect him, not give him the respect that he deserves, and keep rotating through, hey, no big deal. I stay the course. I put blinders on. I ignore the noise. And when it matters the most, I go out there and help the team win a damn World Series. And I just think that when guys do that, they should be rewarded. And this isn't rewarding. I don't think Dusty clearly doesn't like the
guy. You hate to be in love and the other person don't love you.
Dusty's finding ways to get Yiner Diaz and Dubon on the field.
Yeah, they both beat him.
They're both. And white boy Chaz is on the pine. Man, get the hell out of here.
I don't like to accuse that, like, Dusty, there's something Dusty that he doesn't like the kid. But if I'm Chaz McCormick, I don't know how.
There's no other way to take it.
I don't know how the others. This feels like I'm sending a lesson, a message of some sorts. Like, to me, that's what it feels like. I'm sitting, sir, because if I'm Chaz, I am hotter than a firecracker. I mean, hotter than a firecracker.
Yeah, I mean,
I would have to think, like, okay, this is personal. Like, you would get to a point to start thinking, maybe this is personal.
Well, you got to think. I'm trying to think of the timeline. Like, when, and Tyler, you may be able to help me with this, but there was a timeline when, like, white boy Chaz came out and said, yeah, it's my center field is my position to lose. And then when they reported to spring training, all of a sudden it was, yeah, I got to compete. I still got work to do. I got to go out there and do the best I can. I hope it works out. Like, you could tell it sounded like to me that he had been somewhat reprimanded or somewhat kind of,
so.
Hey, man, like
chill out.
Yeah, you don't be telling the media that kind of stuff. And again, to me, that's just you want to check him, cool, but it's petty for him not to be in center field right now.
Yeah, if I were Chaz, I'd probably get myself in trouble.
you find a way to do that from time to time.
Because if I were Chaz, like I in my mind, I wouldn't go crazy. But I mean, if Mark Berman or Brandon Scott or Adam Spolane or anybody or like they wanted to try to come Chandler Room to try to talk to me, I just say I tell them the truth. I'm not really happy about this. I do feel like I've earned my spot. I've earned that spot to be out here on opening day, and it nothing to the other guys that are out there, but I feel like I've earned my spot and I'm not happy about this. Like, I would say that because what we've heard Chaz do is. I mean, beyond high road. You know what? I do got stuff to work on. Like, he has done this and done this. For me, at that point, man, I can't take the high road no more. At this point, I'm going to have to let folks know and put it out publicly, because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous in my point. But
anything else about that lineup stick out, other than the fact that Mauricio Dubon and Jake Myers are in there, when really we all know that white boy Chaz and Hensley should be in there? Anything else stick out there?
This is for you. You didn't snuck in David Hensley. Your anger for David Hensley.
Well, I mean, it's just like, what are you learning about Mauricio Dubon at second that you don't already know? I mean, what you had guys last year in the biggest moments that you trusted, and it wasn't Mauricio. Did he even touch the field?
I think he probably came in for defensive purposes. No, he probably didn't. Now I think about it, I don't know.
Because he wasn't.
Because Chaz never came out.
All of a sudden, Verlander's center fielder wasn't Verlander's center fielder in the playoffs.
It was Chaz,
right? So I mean, like, it's just like you're finding reasons. Like, I can understand Yainer Diaz. I can understand. Hey, Brantley's out. You want to slide him in at that DH position? Find out what the young cat can do. Okay, cool. I can understand that playing those games, but like trying to fill out your roster and fill out your young guys when the opportunity presented itself. The other stuff I can't. You like Jeremy Pena in the leadoff though?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I wish Tucker was higher and was protected better. I wish Tucker was protected better than by somebody who is like kind of coming in to start his major league career.
It is what it is.
And to me, I think Tucker should be batting second. To me, I would slide everybody down.
I love Bregman in the two hole.
I hear you. I like him batting third too. I mean, two and the third.
I got you.
Yeah, I'd have Pena one. I'd have Tucker two. It's not a crazy thing. Tucker two, and I like Tucker protection of Bregman. I like Bregman protected by Alvarez. I like Alvarez protected by Abreu. To me, if I'm picking of those top, five or six, it would be Abreu. I would say, to have the least amount of protection for me. But he wants to do the right left thing, and I don't mind. It's not a big deal. I do just wish Tucker had better protection, was higher in the order.
But hey, baseball's back, guys. I'm excited.
It is.
I'm upset with Dusty's decisions here,
You're still drunk, man.
He's not still drunk.
You're
man.
Still drunk.
I am not.
That is a whiskey voice. That is right there. That is whiskey straight.
Yeah, that's the Blanton's voice right there.
I like Pena in the one hole. I like Bregman in the two hole with that discipline at the plate. I like Bregman in the two hole as well.
But can we just do this, though?
What?
Can we take this and the listeners right now and the people texting in? Do we understand the best part of this? As Tyler said, baseball is back and everything is. We're talking about this, and there's such passion about this. It's because you actually believe this damn team has a chance to do something.
Yep.
This is, they're finally back to talking about a team in this city, outside of the Cougs, in this city, their season is over.
You cursed, but
I did not curse him. You stopped him, all right? Apparently we had guys with other things on their mind who went ahead and told everybody the world he was going to the NBA 12 minutes after the game ended. Anyway, but we have – this matters. These small conversations matter because this is a team that matters.
I love winning.
Now, let's just be honest. We drummed up a couple of Davis Mills conversations during the season because, we had to do something. But their games didn't matter. This year, there is a passion about, hey, we want to see Chaz in the lineup, not just because he earned it, because, hell, he's been better. And it's helped your chances to win. And when you don't have when you don't have Altuve and you don't have Brantley already, you want the strongest lineup. But it matters. This is a sport and a time that matters. It's beautiful. I love it.
It is fun to be a part of it.
Good God,
Almighty. I love your you and Tyler both, y'all's attempt to sugar up the conversation.
I'm not trying to sugar it up. I love it. I'm just glad this is the emotion in you and the text line, the trailer wheel and frame text line going back is beautiful. It is beautiful.
Don't mess with the Houston Astros.
That's right, man. Retribution for Chaz for speaking out. Someone said that. Someone said agrees with you. Chaz started talking a little too much. And Dusty said, I'm gonna teach you a lesson, apparently.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm excited, baby. I'm excited. Framber Valdez gets the ball tonight. Dylan Cease right here in Minute Maid. Tyler, just be honest. Give us Give us your bedtimes the last two nights.
Oh, boy.
Last two nights. Last night, I think I crawled into bed at about 3:45.
God dang. For what?
Our friends were over, man.
What about the night before?
Night before, probably about 2:30.
Oh, friends were over then, too?
No, that was a Madden night. That was a video game night, which I'm sure Clint loves to hear.
Oh, boy.
But, hey, I didn't run out of gas. So.
You went to bed at 3:45. No, don't steal it somewhere else. You went to bed at 3:45 and 2:35 the last two nights.
I ran out of gas, got help, drove the rest of my hour to the house, and was in bed by about 9:30. You wasn't even home cranking up your first game of Madden yet.
Nope.
Oh, my God, Doug. I mean.
Our friends don't come in from New York City often, man.
Okay, but they didn't come in from New York City the other night.
No, I mean, they didn't.
What did y'all do until 3:45?
Just caught up, talked, drank.
You and May got a little something in y'all's lives y'all want to talk about?
Oh, like pineapple kind of lifestyle? No, yes, we ain't into that. No, we are each other's and each other's alone.
You had red mulch in the back of your truck.
Yes, you did.
That's true.
You trolled all of Kingwood with red mulch.
Tell me you didn't have pineapples.
Wonder why couples kept honking at me.
That guy had a pineapple sticker next to his A&M sticker in his back window and drove around with his tailgate down and bags of red mulch in the back of his truck.
He'll switcheroo.
He trolled every bit of Kingwood.
The Trainer Will and Frame text line. You know he had DoorDash. Please guess 713-572-4610 what it is they had. What DoorDash, what restaurant?
There was a DoorDash.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.